Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 106, verses 47 to 48. After we'd looked at Israel's history of sin, as we've looked at the song that's recording that history, and how God had mercy upon them, how does the psalmist close his Psalm 106, verses 47 to 48? Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Let the people say, let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Looking to God. Why should they look to God? For the good of Israel, yes. Verse 47. Save us, O Lord our God. We have sinned, but you have had mercy on us before. You caused us to be pitied. You remembered your covenant. And so in their present distress, they are encouraged in this song to look to God. Save us, deliver us, protect us again, O Lord our God, and gather us from the nations. Deliver us, return to us again, start us again, help us to start again, renew us, give us a right spirit. Why? Why? Well, that the Lord himself, the great God of Israel, might be praised. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel. Gather us from the nation. Save us, O Lord, verse 47, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. And the end note is praise to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. You get a similar thing, don't you, in Psalm 85, verses 4 to 7. Renew us, O God. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? But 85, verse 9, the glory of God is seen in it. What can we learn from this? I believe we live in a time when it's the glory of man, the cult of man. Man, man's place, man's power, man's programs, man's organization, man's re-engineering of the ecclesia. I believe we're living in a time of man, and I believe it will end in disaster. We need to recover the spirit of Psalm 106. We need repentance, we need reformation, we need to look to the Lord. I'm condemning myself, not by might, not by human power, not by clever schemes, but by my spirit, says the Lord. The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk or form or show or outward appearance, but of power. And it's God's power and the return of God's power and God's glory. Now, that's the key, God's glory. That's the only hope. I believe we're living in a time of the glory and the cult and the praise of man. What we can do, and what we're weaving, my friend, is a spider's web that will collapse. Oh, that we need this Spirit. Save us, O Lord our God. May we look unto the Lord our God, and may he have mercy upon us, not merely for our good, but for his glory. And may sinners be saved, not simply for their everlasting salvation, but that they too might add their voices in the praise of God. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, God has ordained praise. And I believe that's what the first purpose of the ecclesia is, to glorify God. The first purpose of preaching is to glorify God. I think we need to hear these psalms, and we need to correct our ways and reform our ways and return unto the Lord our God, that he might have mercy upon us. May it be so. Amen.